Hey, welcome to this new moon transition. Let's see what comes through from the guides on the energies of now and how we can align and work with where we're at and be best supported. So this period between a full moon to new moon has been very much, I've been aware of an opening in the Orion Gateway. And the Orion Gateway is a gateway to source, to home, to origin, essentially a gateway to our remembering who we are, where we came from, and accessing that self from beyond the stories. It's a specific gateway, though. It's a specific gateway that opens in our energetic human blueprints. It opens in the universe. Outside of us, so to speak, is a reflection of what's inside of us. Anyone who's looked at the mystical Kabbalah and understood that concept of there being maps which can be read externally in the stars and then can be found reflected and read internally within the self and within the energetic sacred centers of the self. And the mystical Kabbalah is one example of this. The gateways are also there another. So there's been an opening of a specific gateway within our human blueprints and within the cosmos, galactic opening of a gateway that supports oneness, consciousness at a specific level. So in the dimensions, in the realm of matter. Now this means that we're made up of interconnected fields of consciousness. The field, the dimension of ourselves, which is consciousness, that is also matter. That's many dimensions of the self, which are also matter, are having an experience, not a mental experience, an experience of consciousness awakening up to itself, to its true nature. Now this, whenever this happens and there's an inflow of divine remembering supported in our systems and in our blueprints, what it pushes to the surface are the old histories we've inherited from our ancestry, histories that we've inherited from our own past lives and spiritual lineage, and histories that we've inherited just in this lifetime, that we've accumulated, that tell a different story, that tell the story of forgetting our connectivity, of who we were when this gateway to oneness remembering itself was closed in us. Now, all of us have lived through long, long histories of this gateway being closed to us. So in any histories that have been experienced from a point of view of forgetting our connectivity to all that is, to our, within ourselves, to God, Goddess, the universe. Any of those narratives as yet unhealed, as yet unprocessed in each other, in ourselves, they are they're acted upon. Those that are ready, that are culminated, that are ready to renew, they're acted upon. And so in the field of matter consciousness, vibrating with new information and new awareness, there is dissonance, because that new awareness is resonance, but there is dissonance that's, shall we say, triggered, that's brought to light. And we can find ourselves, in the short, what it means is we can find ourselves facing powerful emotions, strange inner conflicts, and dissonance of all kinds, cognitive dissonance, emotional dissonance, physical dissonance, and not necessarily always having a logical, obvious external reason why, although the external is not disconnected from the internal so completely. So, you know, perhaps things are happening in our lives right now that are bringing up feelings, and maybe those feelings look or feel disproportionate to the life events triggering them. We've been through this period where that rising up has been supported, the being triggered has been supported, and now we're shifting with this, the new moon energy, we're shifting to being supported in aligning with the excitement, the potential of excitement inherent in this new harmonic resonance vibrating in our fields, reminding dimensions of the self in the realm of matter, the matter of who we are, reminding us of who we are in connectivity within ourselves, to each other, to all that is. Who are we when we are connected? And what that can bring with it is a deepening sense of physicalized belonging, physically felt belongingness. And while there may have been things rising to the surface, at another level, part of our system is actually dropping in, deepening its ability to drop in, to rest, to feel rested, within the body, to feel a sense of belonging within the earth. And one of the spontaneous consequences of a system that feels more at rest within the earth, more belonging and more safe, is it's a bit like a child. When a child feels safe, a child will play, will go off and explore. Without that safety, it's very difficult for a child to, if the child doesn't feel that safety, you know, it's difficult for that child to run off and explore. Well, we're a little similar. We're emerging into a new earth. We're emerging into the new humans that we are. We're integrating the human blueprint and the shifts and changes that support us to be physically here, physically human, but also more and more by degrees conscious of our interconnectivity, of ourselves not as isolated units of consciousness banging about in the dark, but as focal points for expanded, multidimensional, omnidirectional, holographic consciousnesses in interconnection and interrelation within fields and environments of omnidirectional, multidimensional consciousness. For some people, that simply means becoming a body that's aware of its connectivity with its own environment, with the earth, with the planet, that as a human being, we have an impact upon the planet. Now, that's supported as a collective, physically felt realization that's been happening over the last year or so. And for other people, it will shoot right up to the other end of that spectrum, and it will mean having phenomena, awakening phenomena, of seeing or feeling or realizing or remembering or having activated the awareness of energetic multidimensional connectivity. And for each of us, that's quite a unique, precious experience. So whether it's a beautifully grounded realization that we're a body and a planet, and who we are and what we do has an impact, and we are in an interrelationship, a breathing, respiring, reciprocal interrelationship with a planetary body within which we are also bodies. Or whether it means you're having profound meditational experiences and fascinating activations, or anything in between, anything within that spectrum of greater awareness of connectivity, like whatever your physicalized experience is, there's an invitation to celebrate it, to allow the excitement that's being supported now to be there. So when we were saying that as a system drops into a deeper sense of belonging, and with that comes a sense of safety, that in the matter dimensions of the self, we're being supported to experience a physicalized deepening of safety and belonging. I know that means at the same time, histories of not belonging and not safety will be rising and wanting to heal from those fields. We can choose what to be with when we're lucky enough to have that option. And when we can choose to be with that feeling of belonging, I belong here, my body belongs here, I am in relationship with this planet because I am here, I belong here, then what's available to us and what's supported is the excitement that comes with that call to go and play. So as the world is kind of gearing up for movement, gearing up for motion, gearing up for opening again, there is this closing and opening dance with our global situation. As the energy of excitement, especially for new creations or new dimensions to the creations we've been nurturing and nursing, as that excitement is supported in the system, there can be a lot of overwhelm and a feeling that maybe we should rush and run with this excitement, that we should use this excitement energy to get things done quickly and as fast as possible, as much as possible, as fast as possible. And that's almost the old energy of being with excitement, that fear that, oh my gosh, I feel excited now, but the energy won't last. It's going to go. So I've got to make the most of the excitement I feel for my projects, my work, my creation, my art, my whatever it is I'm doing here. And I've got to do it really quickly. I've got to get it done. Now, it's a finer alchemy than that. There is a call to go into action, yes, but also to welcome the energy of excitement in a new world alchemy of what happens if I allow excitement to be here. If it's a sustainable running energy that is in my system, it's not going to rise up and and be expended outwards, and then I'll have to wait for the next wave of it to come. What if it's part of just what keeps this motor of me running? You know, what if it gets to be here all the time? And instead of feeling the pressure to do or the overwhelm of you know, expectation upon the self or even upon other people who are part of our creative play, that we allow excitement to be here as an energy. As a frequency, we invite it to be one of the notes running in the song of who we are. And in that way, releasing ourselves from need-based doingness and actually seeing if we can relax into excitement. Because the more when the system goes into overwhelm with excitement, what can help is really opening to how grounded can we be? How grounded can we feel? Right now, there's two directions. There's being supported to be even more deeply grounded and feel that physical relationship between the body and the matter of the earth. While histories of why that hasn't felt safe for this system that are hidden deep in our levels of an unconscious and subconscious are going to rise up and come to the surface. So the suggestion is to call to, all right, I choose to align myself with the truth of what's emerging, the truth of the new, what's coming in. Show me how, you know, how does it feel to be safe within my body, within the earth? And if I don't feel safe, like what we're asking, what would it feel like to feel safer in my body, more connected to the earth, than asking the body, you know, what would that feel like? Inviting that relationship to emerge, to show itself more clearly, to be more physically experienced, and asking those questions that give us an abstract answer. So when we ask the body, what we're doing is we're asking a question: how would it feel to feel safer, physically safer within the earth? How would it feel to feel like I physically belong here now? And then what we're doing is we're opening up to whatever sensations come. We're not looking for a mental answer. We're not looking for a sentence or a solution or what should I do or what's the story. We're just asking a question and opening to notice and allow any sensations that come in the body. It's a somatic state experience that we're inviting ourselves into. And as we do that, we don't have to engage with a story. We can know that there are two things happening at once right now, or two things being supported in our blueprints right now. And one is deepening belonging, and the other is releasing stories of not belonging from our physical fields. So it feels like there may be a message from the guides. Having given all the babble, I'm going to see if there's somebody more eloquent can speak through me now. So just, is there? There is. So this will be, I think, a channeling and probably an energy transmission where we'll be transmitting from the beautiful Sirius Mountain behind me. Well, that way. And to receive this, I just recommend taking a moment while I'm preparing to go into your inner safe place. Make the intention to receive only that which is for you. So I receive only that which is in absolutely unconditionally loving integrity that's safe and appropriate for me at this time. While it's coming through, what I like to do is shut my eyes, make the intention to turn my outward facing eyes inwards, drop into my heart and center, bring my awareness to the sensation of breath in the body, open and expand to notice the sensation in the body as a whole. I can feel the resonances in me that are moving while the transmission is happening. Mm-hmm. So having the awareness, beloveds, that you are sat in your center, at the center of your fields, that your fields expand outwards from your center as orbs, that you are in fact cells within a fully functioning body, cells in motion, cells that breathe, cells that intake and output, cells in constant relationship with your environment at every single dimension. For you are every single dimension of yourself in relationship with the other dimensions of your physical environment, your energetic environment, and they are so much more complex than your current physical spectrum of senses is able to compute and deliver to you as conscious understanding. Although this spectrum of perception is part of what is being upgraded, shall we say, with the evolutionary story of your ever-changing human blueprints. The collective human blueprint is a divine blueprint that's like a motherboard that sets the tone for what is possible for the collective. Now, there are always exceptions and individuals who have utterly different stories, and everyone has their own unique trajectory of evolution. But this is the template, if you like, which forms the blueprint that's foundational, that's reflecting and supporting at the same time the specifics of your encodement configuration changes in terms of what are you physically capable of experiencing of your multidimensionality, of your expanded self. This does not mean, are you here to be aware of the stars at all times? Are you here to have your head in the clouds? We like this expression. But are you, and in what unique, specific to you way are you to be supported to be aware and ever more aware of your interrelativity? With the world around you, the world you are, an extension within. How much more of this would you personally like to experience? This is a choice. The more you consciously choose, you call, demand, affect, supply, you see, you call in the changes that support you personally experiencing more in the ways you would wish to. And the more of you who do this in specific ways, the more of those changes that you call in that then are seeded in the human blueprint, the motherboard, the collective human consciousness. New human design. This is not a static. The human design, the human blueprint is not a static design. It reflects you and supports your growth and expansion and evolution. Enthusiasm for wanting to see more, know more, be more, lifts the boundaries, the limits on what's possible. This seeing more, doing more, and being more comes from a place of owning and experiencing the self that is rooted in its physical experience, aware of itself as limited in many ways, as having limitations, human physical limitations. The world of physicality is made for the exploration of limitation. And from this perspective, to then call for more, to push back the boundaries of what is possible for experience to perceive itself, respond to itself, understand itself, relate to itself. Well, this calls in always an answer from Goddess. And the answer always is yes, of course, of course. Yes, of course, of course. There are always conditions on this. They are not constructed conditions. There are conditions that follow the laws and principles governing the universe in which you exist. But those laws and principles, some of which are mutable and some of which are fixed, determine what's necessary in order for you to see more, experience more, perceive more, understand more, feel more. This moreness. And of course, there is always within each and every one of you the place within which is beyond any ideas of moreness. The place within you which remembers its origin, the place within you which came from oneness, is one with oneness itself, and always resonates as a docking place for the focus of your attention, for awareness itself, awareness to experience itself as itself. And touching that, the more you call for that and the more you touch upon that, even if you are only touching upon ideas of that and responding to those ideas and dialoguing with them, still, you are, shall we say, going to the source coding. It allows you to rewrite the rules of the possible from a place way beyond any playing field at any time. Your world supports you making collective agreements. The physicality of the dimensions which you share and inhabit involve you exploring what it is to be affected by each other, not just limited by each other, but also liberated by each other. And it is a fascinating exploration to watch the behavior of groups of people and how belonging and safety can be created by constructing boundaries that contain and limit, and appreciating and honoring what can be explored and experienced by this, And also watching the behavior of groups of people who are supporting each other to find belonging and safety, not through outer constructs, but from that fixed place within themselves that connects them to their origin, the source of their own creation and all creation, beyond the creations themselves, who get together to explore limitation from a perspective of pushing back the boundaries, questioning what limitations are healthy, supportive, necessary, real even, which are constrictive, harmful, and not preferred, not wanted, no longer helpful, no longer necessary to the cause, whatever that cause is, when groups of people get together and decide that they have one. So there is much pushing and pulling of boundaries and definitions and constricts and constructs. And at times like this, there is always a throwing out of containers, throwing out of constructs, throwing out boxes, things that are perceived to constrict. And you are at a time in your evolution and growth where you are, wow, it's phenomenal, the bravery it takes to be here now. And so many of you were asked, do you still wish to be here now? Would you like to stay through this? There was an opportunity for a great many of you to leave, in fact, just recently. And many of you chose to stay, largely out of, we feel, excitement. but there is phenomenal bravery to those of you who chose to stay, for the old containers and constructs that, and constrictions that ultimately created a sense of safety and belonging, stability and security, are being changing shape. There is a new way of evolving containers, structures, systems that support the nature and the shape of the content they are in fact in service to, systems in service to their purpose, constructions in service and responsive to the nature of their content, a new paradigm relationship of unity, reflecting that depolarization of the dance between the yin and the yang, the masculine and the feminine, the linear and the waveform, in a new relationship of unity where one is indifferentiated from the other, and yet both are songs within the whole. What this means, beloved, is that at a time when you are feeling great excitement and are ready to go to the next level of your creating right now, the old maps for making containers that support your dynamic, creative, focused, linear, goal-driven action in the world, materially, they don't function, many of them. And in every arena, there is a dissolution, deconstruction process going on. And you, the map makers, are having to listen to new information. I can't proceed without a container. I need a system. I need a structure. Action requires structure. And yet, structure that doesn't dominate. Structure that evolves responsively. And here we feel the word that would support you most is responsive structuring. Responsive containers. Responsive and responsivity can help you redefine the systems, the processes, the procedures, the structures, the containers, the rules, the agreements, everything defining that supports creativity. But you have projects, things to move with, things to get on with. But we should say to you, take it slow. Take it slow. Allow your systems to integrate the new levels of excitement. Allow your awareness to not know how to take the next step. Allow your frustrations to rise up and vibrate their way out of your fields. For they shall, when the old systems that you go to use don't work the way you need them to. Get angry, be frustrated, and let it go. Ask simply what may be done instead. So we thank you. We see your bravery. We are enamored of you and in awe. We are the Syrian Alliance, overseeing. Over lighting and guiding your breaking ground, new relationships, new unity relationships with technology, systems, and structures in your life now that support you in your continued awakening. For you are the frontiers people who are bringing in new maps, new templates, new ways of getting things done in the world. We celebrate you. We love you. And we are here for you. We shall bring you inspiration, guidance, innovations, and support for the trailblazers you all are on this unprecedented journey. I feel like I never really do them justice. So those are the guides from Sirius, and I want to show us the. Can we do this? Can I show you that lovely mountain? There we go. Camera really flattens it there. You don't get to see it quite in its all its glory, but that beautiful series of bumps over there is what I call the Sirius Mount, Mount Sirius, or the Pyramid Mountain. And more on that another time. So guys, thank you so much for listening. It's always a very different thing doing this out in nature. And it's a joy to connect. Any questions about anything that we've looked at, covered, touched on, I would so love to hear from you. But for now, God bless, goodbye, and good luck and have fun with the energies of excitement and creativity in this new moon onwards. Love.